From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. October welcomes the return of two of Georgia's largest annual events for the ag and environmental communities, the Georgia National Fair and the Sunbelt Ag Expo. MorningAgClips.com reports UGA's College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences is no stranger to these two events, with delegates from each of its three mission areas, research, instruction, and extension, at both events. The Georgia National Fair ended yesterday, and the Sunbelt Ag Expo kicks off tomorrow in Moultrie. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott and fellow Democrats sent a letter to House and Senate leadership asking them to preserve the ag spending in the president's Build Back Better Act. They say the provisions will make transformative investments to benefit ag producers and rural communities for years. It says America has been the leader in ag research and innovation, but that's at risk if we don't make key investments. The Biden administration's requirement that all federal employees, including those at the Farm Service Agency, be vaccinated against COVID will not cause FSA offices to close or for farmers to receive a less than usual level of service. The Hagstrom report says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made that statement during a recent House Ag Committee hearing. Vilsack also said we'll do what needs to be done to keep offices open, and he doesn't anticipate any significant office closures. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.